morning and a warm welcome to your show, Sunny Mornings in Boston. I'm your host, Melissa, and it's Thursday, July 3rd. You'll be interested to know, 139 years ago today, in 1886, Carl Benz officially unveiled the Benz Patent Motorwagen, the world's first true automobile. This groundbreaking invention, powered by an internal combustion engine, revolutionized transportation and laid the foundation for the modern automotive industry. Benz's innovation not only transformed personal mobility, but also spurred economic growth and technological advancements worldwide. His pioneering spirit continues to inspire engineers and inventors, reminding us of the boundless possibilities of human ingenuity. So now you know. And now, it's time for the weather report. This morning, it's mostly sunny, and it feels like 72 degrees with 7 mph wind. The sunset will take place at 8:16, and it will rise again tomorrow at 5:07. It looks like we're in for a hot day with a high near 91 and a chance of showers and thunderstorms after 2 p.m., along with a light west breeze. Tonight, there's still a chance of storms before 9 p.m., with mostly clear skies and a low of 65, plus a gentle wind. For all you beach runners out there, the first high tide Thursday will be just before 6, with a low tide at 12:15. The nearshore buoy at Cape Cod Bay reads 61 degrees for the water temperature. Looking ahead in the weather, look forward to a sunny Independence Day with a high near 84 and a light northwest wind. Expect mostly clear nights and warm days ahead, reaching up to 94 on Monday. Bonjour, food enthusiasts. This podcast is brought to you by Versailles Cafe and Pastries in Encinitas. Nestled on El Camino Real South, just north of Encinitas Boulevard, this cafe is a haven for culinary delights. Indulge in their amazing Eggs Benedict or their gluten-free crepes. You can grab a panini for lunch or just breeze on through to get your morning coffee. They are open every day from 8 to 5. So stop on by and don't forget to tell them Sunny Morning sent you. In local news, the Blue Man Group is concluding its remarkable 30-year residency in Boston this Sunday, wrapping up with a final performance. Jonathan Scrency, the general manager and former performer, reflected on their journey, stating, "We initially were thinking this would maybe be 2 or 3 months, and that would have been considered a success." The show featuring three bald blue men in black creates a unique blend of music, comedy, and visual art, captivating local audiences. Scrency emphasized their community ties, saying, "We were a show, but we were also a part of a community, a legacy they will cherish." Now on to sports. Amazon is set to shut down its standalone Freevee streaming application next month, consolidating its content offerings under Prime Video. Originally launched in 2019, Freevee emerged from IMDb, the film and television service Amazon acquired in 1998. The notice to users stated, "Prime Video is the new exclusive home for Freevee TV shows, movies, and live TV." Following the introduction of advertisements on Prime Video in January 2024, users can now access shows and movies for free on Prime Video without needing a subscription to Amazon's Prime loyalty program. In local sports, in Game 1 of the doubleheader at Fenway, the Sox triumphed over the Reds 5-3. Anthony's double and Narvaez's single in the first ignited the Sox, and Narvaez added a sacrifice fly in the sixth, putting Boston ahead. Theo snagged the win, tossing 6 strong innings, while Chapman earned the save with a perfect ninth. Richardson took the loss for Cincinnati. In Game 2, the Red Sox lost 8-4, allowing 12 hits. The Sox now hold a record of 43-45, sitting in fourth place behind Tampa Bay. Tomorrow morning, the Sox face the Nationals in Washington for Game 1 of a three-game series. Lucas Giolito, boasting a 3.99 earned run average, will duel against Michael Soroka with a 4.70. First pitch is at 11:05 under warm skies with temperatures around 83 degrees. In top news, Amazon is set to shut down its standalone Freevee streaming application next month, consolidating its content offerings under Prime Video. Originally launched in 2019, Freevee emerged while the film and television service Amazon acquired in 1998. The Netista user stated, "Prime Video is the new exclusive home for Freevee TV shows, movies, and live TV." Following the introduction of advertisements on Prime Video in January 2024, users can now access shows and movies for free on Prime Video without needing a subscription to Amazon's Prime loyalty program. In business news, Amazon's Prime Day sale is longer than ever, running from July 8th to July 11th, and it is more crucial for the company this year. MarketWatch polling shows muted interest in the event, as analysts from Bank of America suggest the extended duration indicates Amazon's ability to offer more discounts despite tariff concerns. As competition heats up with retailers like Walmart, Target, and TikTok, Amazon aims to entice consumers through its vast delivery network and artificial intelligence shopping tools. Analysts predict that this year's event could generate approximately $21.4 billion in gross merchandise value, marking a significant year-over-year increase. In crypto movement, Bitcoin is up 3% to $109,000. Ethereum is up 6% to just under $2,600. And XRP is up 3% to $2.25. Moving on to a more local vibe. In our community spotlight on health and wellness, we are working with a national Pilates studio to bring you some free classes, so listen up. Check out Club Pilates with several locations in the Boston area. Pilates presents a comprehensive wellness approach, cultivating strength, reducing tension, and elevating mental well-being. Scientific research affirms its benefits. So now you can check out Club Pilates for a free class with locations in Canton, Wellesley, Hingham, Brookline, and Framingham. Just be sure to tell them Sunny Morning sent you by. And now, back to the show. Let's talk science. Scientists have found that the rodents of Chicago are evolving in real time due to urbanization. Chipmunks and voles in the metro area have undergone notable changes. Chipmunks are growing larger because of abundant human food scraps, while their teeth have shrunk. Voles have developed smaller inner ears to cope with the city's noise. A research team from Chicago's Field Museum of Natural History discovered these morphological changes over the last 125 years. Assistant curator Anderson Fijo and mammalogist Stephanie Smith noted that understanding these adaptations can inform conservation efforts as cities continue to expand. And in entertainment news, in Jurassic World Rebirth, director Gareth Edwards teams up with Scarlett Johansson, Jonathan Bailey, and Mahershala Ali for a dinosaur adventure that feels overly familiar. The film borrows heavily from Steven Spielberg's iconic 1993 film, lacking new creativity. In one scene, a giant Titanosaurus grazes in the jungle, accompanied by a nostalgic score, but this moment simply echoes past glory. The plot revolves around a pharmaceutical company using dinosaur blood to cure heart disease, yet the characters are unlikable and the pacing is sluggish. Overall, Rebirth disappoints, failing to engage audiences meaningfully. Well, alrighty, folks, it's time for the quote of the day. And today, our quote comes from the American inventor and businessman, Alexander Graham Bell. And he said, "When one door closes, another opens. But we often look so long and so regretfully upon the closed door that we do not see the one which is opened for us." And that's a wrap for this morning. You can check out our Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok for some captivating aerial videos with local news and the weather reports. Have an amazing day, my good friends. We'll see you tomorrow with another episode of Sunny Mornings in Boston.